Hello and welcome to Passions, Purpose, and Possibilities, Awakening Your 5D Mission with Lucia Moore. Hello, my dearest starseeds, lightworkers, and all of you who have awakened to the realization that we are here to do the work to help with our beautiful planet Earth's ascension. Many of us have heard the call, but still aren't quite sure what we're here to do exactly. So, over the next weeks and months, I'd like to introduce you to some people who have found their way, found their mission, so to speak, and are helping in their own special way to heal the planet and humanity. One such person is Tracy Seawright. Tracy's here with me today to tell us just a little bit about how and why she decided to pursue her yoga and Reiki practice. She also does sound healing, has authored 3 books, and is producing a podcast, if I remember correctly. Welcome, Tracy. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so grateful that you're willing to share your story with us. Could you tell us a little more about yourself and what you do?
Hello, my name is Tracy Seawright, and it is I'm so appreciative to be here. So I was a former elementary school teacher. I have been in education for 30 years. In addition to that, I am a yoga teacher. I am a Reiki master of 10 different systems of Reiki. I also am a sound energy practitioner, podcaster, and author. And in addition to that, I have had many different roles in my life. One of the most that I'm proud of is being a mother and also a fur mom of 5 Cavalier King Charles. I'm originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but I am spending my time now in El Paso, Texas. So I teach yoga. I do Reiki sessions. I do Reiki trainings in person in the El Paso area. And I also am online. I'm also the owner of Feather Sister, and I have a podcast on energy work called Ready, Set, Reiki.
Thanks so much. Wow, you're doing so many things. It sounds like you may be what they call, I think, a multi-passionate entrepreneur. How did you get involved in so many things?
Well, it was certainly a journey. I started my love affair with yoga back in 2006. That's where kind of my heart was. And as I was continuing on this journey, it began just expanding into Reiki. And then I just was exposed to different systems of Reiki. And then I just was like a sponge. I was just soaking up all of the learning. And it's so hard to choose a particular one. I just love them all. But there's many times where I feel like, man, I really need to pick a lane here and really hone my skills on one particular one. But it was just things that I enjoyed and felt that I needed to really level up to my true authentic self.
At what point did you recognize your true authentic self? Did it take a while to get to that point, or did you always know?
Well, I mean, from a young child, I kind of always knew, one, I was going to be a mother, very young, like 3-4 years old, and also knew that I was going to be a teacher. And I don't necessarily think that there's a there, always just continuing, growing, evolving, being your better self. And it really wasn't until a few years ago, 4 years ago, that my sister, we share the same father, she passed suddenly. And it was through her death that really changed everything. That was the moment where my life shifted in a way and took me to a whole other direction.
I know that often people say that something really serious in their lives triggers a spiritual awakening. Was that what happened to you?
Absolutely. So my sister, her name was Angel, and she had gone in January 2020. It was January 21st. A few days before, she went into the hospital, just not feeling well. And, you know, numbers were wonky, things like that. And on January 21st, she decided, I'm leaving the hospital. I had enough. That was her personality. She was a very take charge person. She gets up, she goes to take her shower. She came back in and she just dropped and she passed. And
so sorry.
Thank you. And it was with that experience, losing her and then having to assist our father in kind of cleaning up her home. And when I showed up, I hadn't been there maybe in a few years. And it wasn't because of me per se. It was her always saying, I'll come over. I'll come to your house. I'll come see the kids. I want to see you. And so when I walked into that house, it was so many pieces of things that were unfinished, just projects that she wanted to do. She had a room that she wanted to create as her like gift wrapping room, and that was incomplete. She had crocheting projects, and it was just looking everywhere of things that were unfinished that she never got to. And that kind of really was how her life was, because she cared for everyone else. She'd start and then pause because this person needed something, you know, our parents needed something, you know, she had to take care of this and that. And seeing that really changed my perspective on things. And I thought, my goodness, I really need to change the way I'm doing things. And I also did the same thing. You know, I was putting my children first and putting this first and that first. And I really just changed directions and thought, what do I really want to do? And I went back to that passion of yoga. And so I, you know, started doing the yoga again and took more trainings with yoga. And then as the months passed, you know, our father really was struggling with this. I mean, losing a child at any age is devastating. And I couldn't figure out how else to make everyone feel better. And that's where I circled back to Reiki. And I thought through the Reiki that could help, right? But in going to the Reiki, it really helped heal me in that journey. And thank goodness, because all of these kind of spiritual tools that I picked up for my energetic toolbox really helped, because within that next year, my father passed. You know, it was just from the grief. And so that helped me, it helped our family really to heal. And so that's kind of where the journey began. The journey really began when, you know, grief basically busted down my door and said, I'm here. You got to deal with me. Right.
Wow.
And not only that, after my father passed, then, you know, 2 years later, my stepmother passed. So we had a lot of death. And all while, you know, the passing of my sister and dad, we were dealing with COVID. You know, we were dealing with all of that, you know, behind the scenes. So it was so emotional when our world was changing. So that really helped me change my view and my direction.
Wow, that is a lot to handle. You said you already knew about yoga when you were young. So was Reiki something that you knew about a long time ago, or how did you learn about it? I mean, I remember a time when I had no idea what Reiki was.
Well, I grew up in a very Christ-based home. I was raised as Episcopalian. I was an acolyte in the church. My mother's very Bible-based. So I did not grow up in a household that acknowledged any of that. No yoga, no Reiki. And it really came about really in my late 20s. Where I was kind of called to that. And my mother would make the comments like, this is not Christian. She would make these little comments. She didn't like me involved with that. And so it really came about around 2006 as well, that I have a friend named Sandy, and she was really into it. She was my college roommate, and she kept talking about it. So her and I went to a fair, and at that fair, the vending show, there was a gentleman there that had Reiki sessions, and I observed her, and I just thought, wow, this is, I'm not real sure about this yet. So I wasn't ready yet, even though I was shown this. And it wasn't until 2020 that it circled around again, that I just wanted to feel better. I wanted my family to feel better, because we had all this grief that we were dealing with and struggling, and our world was struggling, that my friend suggested, why don't you kind of circle back to the Reiki? And it was through there that I began the trainings. And I just went to that one training just for myself, because that's self-Reiki level one. And through that, it kind of went on to become a teacher, and then on to different systems, where I'm now teaching 10 different systems of Reiki.
So how long did it take you from the time you first heard about Reiki to the time you began working with clients?
It was pretty quickly. So within that year of 2020, I took my first training and then right away worked on clients, not for paid. So level one, you don't pay. It's donation based. So you want to work on anything you can, whether you're, you know, giving Reiki to your water, medication, dog food. So I was placing Reiki as much as I could because I felt it was like exercising your muscle there. The more you used it, the stronger that it was going to be. And then once I took my level two, and I believe it was probably about 3 or 4 months, my teachers, I had two of them that did a class together, the training together. And it was around that time they felt I was ready for level two. Usually you take about 6 months, but they felt that, you know, my energy was ready to move on to that level. And once I had level two, then I was able to really start charging money for clients. And I was doing in person and online.
Now, for those people who might not know exactly what Reiki is, could you explain it just quickly? What is Reiki?
Reiki is universal energy life force. So, you know, the law of conservation is energy cannot be created or destroyed, and no one owns energy. So it's coming from a higher source, whatever that understanding is to you, whether it is universe, source, or a god of your own understanding. And as a Reiki practitioner, you go through the training, level one, you get an attunement. If you go through holy fire, Reiki calls it a placement. But you would get that attunement or placement on your very first day of training, and you receive the essence of that energy within you. And as you receive that essence, when you work with a client by placing hands on them in level one, so level one, you're physically touching them. So by placing the hands on them, the energy is coming down through you, down into the heart, down through the hands, into the client. And the client's the one pulling. So in a sense, they're the ones doing the healing. So it's not the practitioner. They're just the conduit in a way. So it's kind of coming through them. So when someone said, you healed me, no, you healed yourself. Level two, you receive your attunement or placement. You receive symbols and those symbols that you use. And one of the symbols allows you the ability to send it distance. So if I'm at a stoplight and I see someone who's homeless asking, you know, permission silently, can I give you Reiki? I can send Reiki to them with my eyes or my hands. With that, I'm also able to conduct sessions online as well through, you know, Zoom or through like TikTok or Insight Timer, things like that. So it's a wonderful stress reducing modality. We never prescribe anything, never go against the doctor's orders. So if someone comes to me and says, can I stop using my insulin if I have a session with you? You need to listen to your doctor.
Thank you so much for that. I was just wondering, what does a typical day look like for you?
Well, every day is unique because I have clients, but I have a business called Feather Sister, and Feather Sister was created in honor of my sister. One of the things that my sister does from wherever you believe she may be is leave feathers. So that's one of the signs that she, for me, communicates kind of as I wanted to bridge the gap. And that was another reason for my motivation to try to kind of get to my higher self so I could bridge the gap between earth and sky so I would be able to communicate with her. One of the interesting things that happened was that before she passed, I knew she had died because she showed up in a dream. And in this dream, she had given me this piece of paper and said, this is for the kids. And I kind of snarking, you know, just kind of said, yeah, right. This is only would happen if you died. And my dog barked. I woke up and I felt Angel died. She died. And I didn't want to be right on that. And it was just a sense of panic. And I tried to call her and text her and nothing. And then our father called an hour later to let me know she passed. So I have Feather Sister Wellness, which is an online and in person offering yoga and meditation and Reiki trainings. So a typical day would be, you know, getting up. Like today, 7:30 in the morning, I had my yin class that I taught. And then I have Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have my Ready, Set, Reiki interviews that I have. And then during different days, it's peppered with just personal clients that come, whether they're doing yoga, Reiki sessions. I also do animal communications as well. And I do different freelance writing for magazines. And I have published 3 books. And out of the 3 books, 2 are children's books, and the other one is a history book on the town I used to live in.
Thank you so much for sharing your spiritual business and your personal life with us. I really appreciate it. So if someone wanted to get in touch with you or find out more about what you do, how could they find you?
Well, you can Google my name, Tracy Seawright, or you can Google the Feather Sister as well. You can find me at www.thefeathersister.com. I am on social media, Facebook, Instagram. So I'm all over. Just type my name. Also, Ready, Set, Reiki. You can look me up there, www.readysetreiki.com. And you can find me, email me, and we can connect.
That sounds great. Thanks again. And best of luck to you and all that you do. Sending love to you and your sister.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to all of you who have tuned into this podcast. If you have a spiritual business that you would like to share with the world, please be sure to let me know. You can find me at chimein.link, chimein.link, L-I-N-K. You can also ask me questions or share your own experiences there. My goal is to bring people together and to help you find out more of who you really are and what you're meant to be in this lifetime. Remember, you are greatly loved and very important to the ascension of the earth and all who live upon her. You're here for a reason. Trust the process and follow your intuition. Everything will unfold in the way it should. Be well, be happy. Until next time, bye-bye.